On University of the South Week, maternal stress can have large impacts on children. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Katie E. McGee, assistant professor in the Department of Biology, determines what these effects may be.
We know that parents can influence their offspring beyond simply the genes that they pass on. For example, we know that the care parents provide after birth can be crucial to offspring survival. However, we also know that offspring development can be affected by the stress parents experience during their lives, and this is particularly true for mothers. My research focuses on how maternal stress, such as when females encounter predators, shapes offspring development and offspring behavior later on. I study this in a variety of freshwater fish species because they're easy to manipulate and measure in the lab. My work has shown that in some egg-laying fishes, exposing females briefly to a predatory fish model while they're yolking up their eggs decreases later offspring survival when they encounter a live predator, affects offspring social behavior, and impedes their ability to learn color reward associations. More recently, I've been working on mosquito fish, which are fishes that get pregnant and give live birth. With the help of several undergraduates, we chased pregnant female mosquito fish with a model of a largemouth bass predator for just 30 seconds, twice a day, in the middle of their month-long gestation period. A year later, after the babies had matured, we measured offspring behavior and found that once again, maternal stress had important consequences for offspring. Daughters of predator-exposed mothers were more active and willing to explore compared to daughters from unexposed females. We also found that having a predator-exposed mother increased the movement of daughters through an artificial stream. Mosquito fish are invasive in freshwater habitats around the world, and understanding the factors that shape their invasion patterns is very important. Our research suggests that the experiences mothers have with predators can carry over to affect the dispersal patterns of their offspring and potentially help us predict the individuals that might be at the invasion front.
That was Katie E. McGee of the University of the South. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.